offering us this weekend and what we can do for him. We've heard the Lord over the last several years call us to go deeper, to a new level of spiritual understanding. This retreat is a response to that call. It's going to be somewhat more serious than the ones in the past have been. There will be less free time, but that means there's more time for us to listen and to grow and to say yes. We'll ponder the beautiful things that God has offering us in this time. In Ephesians 3, the Lord tells us what he wants to happen. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and breadth and height. To know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be full of the presence of God. Following the year of focusing on covenant love, we're now going to look at the person of Jesus, who is covenant love embodied. We will consider his saving work on the cross and how we are called to respond. The talks will also unfold some new aspects of Jesus that you may never have considered before. We will gaze on Jesus in a new way so that the Holy Spirit can transform us and move us into his likeness. There will also be several times when we'll be encouraged to sit quietly in front of the Blessed Sacrament or to go off by ourselves to seek the face of Jesus, to consider the depth and content of our relationship with him, to tell him of our love, and to listen as he speaks to us. May we not waste any of the precious times of grace. As you sit in front of the Blessed Sacrament, ask Jesus, please help me to see what you want me to surrender to you so that I may be more fully yours. What do I hold on to? Is it a fear? A resentment? An area of self-pity? An attitude of pride? The Lord will always have something to tell us that we haven't looked at before. Be sure to take your retreat book with you, read it prayerfully, and let Jesus speak to you on every page. In the back, there are places to take notes if you want to. St. Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians 3:4, this is the will of God, that you be saints. This means that the whole goal of our Christian life must be to seek continually to grow in holiness. If we have a clear understanding of Scripture, and we know and obey the teachings of the Catholic Church, holiness will be simple, as simply be able to understand clearly when to say yes and when to say no. For we are born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us by responding to the grace that is available to us. If we are familiar with the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew's Gospel, it becomes clear that the Beatitudes are the portrait of Jesus. He lived them out. Jesus is our role model. Love and service are the core of his life. So we must seek to have the same mind of Christ. Finally, in the 10th chapter of Mark's Gospel, Jesus meets the blind Bartimaeus and asks him, what do you want me to do for you? Bartimaeus begs, O Lord, that I might see. No matter how long we've been on this spiritual journey, none of us have 20/20 spiritual vision. St. Paul tells us we see through a glass darkly. So we too can beg, Lord, help me to see. We too must ask the Holy Spirit for the grace to respond in faith, as did Bartimaeus. Then Jesus' answer to Bartimaeus will be the same for us. Go, your faith has healed you. This is what the retreat offers. So, dear sisters, may this retreat first of all strengthen our faith, secondly, deepen our desire to be filled with the love of Jesus, and third, increase a thousandfold our sense of gratitude. And so we will begin this banquet by saying grace. Bless us, O Lord, and these thy gifts, which we are about to receive from thy bounty, through Christ our Lord. Amen.